Today we really capped off a good week of preparation, and we knew, you know, the importance of what would take place Monday, Tuesday, and today for us. So today was the last portion of that, and getting our red zone work in with a little bit of review of the plan. So we put good work in. Now we get ready to play. So emphasis is good, mindset's right. Two guys who won't make it to the game would be Andy Levitre and Eric Saubert. And past that, the team's in good health and ready to go.
Yeah, Coach, the Saints run game, you know, looks like they got Warford, picked him up, and the rookie's playing pretty good. We've seen some straight power and some, you know, a little bit of variety from them.
Yeah, they've got a big playbook for sure, and they do it at a number of different personnel groups. You've probably seen that too, where they'll use an extra tackle in the game. They'll go out of two-back sets, one-back sets, and that versatility, you know, allows them to go into a lot of different personnel groups, and for sure that's a big way to match up the different runs they do in the different packages. But they're equipped to go, you know, in a number of styles, and fortunately we are too. You know, if you want to get big or, you know, play, you know, out wide, we're ready to go that route as well. But I think that's been a real factor for them, the different groups and the different personnel packages they can run the ball out of. When you go through all the breakdowns, there's a number of groups that they'll play, and then you see which ones are up for our game.
Coach. My neighbor, he works at UPS, and he's already printed out your cue sheet.
Well, we tell him, yeah, we appreciate it, and it's going to be a great night. We're really pumped, and we can't wait to see the fans. And night game here, division game, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Rico prides himself on being an intellectual guy, you know, out there on the field and stuff like that. How big, you know, naturally, how big is that against a guy like Brees, you know, one of the smartest quarterbacks?
Right. It helps the defense a lot because he's able to, you know, call a potential few plays based on alerts. Now, it goes the other way, too. You know, their quarterback on their side, you know, can look off and, you know there's certain looks for plays. So it's typical two guys who are really battling for it, no. But the communication on our defense has certainly picked up, and he's right in the middle of that. You know, the studying that he does, not just, you know, by himself, but the work that he brings others with him. So it's he's a guy we really rely on. Got it. Yeah, on the give you a couple of things. Yeah, for the black jerseys on our end, Adrian Claiborne was one, and really on this week it was more of who's really, you know, over the past few weeks has stood out in terms of getting guys ready. And Claiborne behind the scenes has had a big impact on McKinley as well in terms of his preparation, his readiness. Sean Weatherspoon is somebody, since he's been back, has really brought big energy to the way we practice, and another guy behind the scenes that's there. KZ was one on the special team side of things. Both sides, the look and him playing on teams has been a factor. And then the last one was Alex Gray. And he has made real improvement, you know, as the season's gone on. And this program, it's worthwhile that we're trying, you know, from an international standpoint. So Alex's background in rugby enabled him, you know, from a professional side of things, of how to go for it. But he's improved as a player a lot. And his route running, his ability to catch. So, you know, we're encouraged by him, and I'm anxious to see where it goes from here.
Going back real quick to the letter, I know you talked about it the other day at the podium, but who kind of, you know, who'd you get with to kind of mastermind to put it together?
Yeah, that's one that you ask for permission later. And go for it first. And it was in fun to, you know, just, you know, kind of encourage our fan. We got an awesome fan base. And so it was just another way to have some fun with them and let them know how important they are to us.
Coach, how do you feel about the color rush uniforms?
You know, I saw them for the first time a few days ago. It's different when you see, you know, a picture of it. But when you see them actually there, the fellows are excited about it. And I thought the league on our end, they look sharp. There's some ones that I've seen through the last few years that may have caused some concern. So when I saw ours and saw how they looked, we were really excited for it.
Thank
All right,
you,
we'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Thanks,
all right, you're welcome.